Warning, the following program is not for the weak-hearted. Those who are closed-minded, or in general, you're scared to learn what's behind closed doors. Here at Sapphire Zero Play, I want you to pour the wine. Grab somebody that you want to hold on to, or better yet, get the vibrations stimulated through your body. Get ready for one hell of an orgasm in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What is up, all you sexy motherfuckers out there in Radio Land? It's your girl, Miss Radio Sapphire. Sapphire, if you're extra fucking nasty. And of course, I got my girl,
Miss Fit and Dirty, Yasmin De Leon.
Yes, and we have a very special guest, you guys, tonight. We have the one and only legendary adult photographer, Holly Randall.
Hello.
Yes, and you're new to the podcast world now.
I am, yeah, I jumped on that train.
I'm glad that you're on the show. I don't know how much Lainey has told you, but I am a fan of yours, of your work. I do miss the glamour shot modeling of porn.
Yeah.
I mean, I really do. And then your mom, Suze Randall.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it seems like the family name, it just keeps going. And I'm glad of it, because it seems like now in the adult industry, I feel like we are losing that type of touch of glamour that used to be.
Yeah.
I honestly was just talking the other day with a friend of mine, and I was just saying, I miss the old days of Playboy.
Yeah.
I miss opening up. Yeah. You know, I miss opening up those centerfolds. I miss opening up the magazines. And yeah, I read the articles, but I used to love the photography work.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just so tasteful and it had like a Hollywood kind of production feel to it.
Yeah, there was a lot of production put into those. Absolutely.
Nice. I mean, it's just like, I wish we can bring it back. I mean, in the day and age of like virtual porn, now there's this like sex doll brothel that's coming out.
What?
Yes. Heard about that.
Oh, yes. It's wow. In our Day Sex okay. And Confused News.
Okay.
So I'm saying, you know, in an age of where digital and sex is kind of like blurring the lines, I feel like the touch of photography, mm-hmm. Like to me, I love pornography in a sense of like photography more in the film.
Right.
I feel like it's just more erotic for me. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we just don't get enough of it.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just too standard. It's very just one-sided. Yeah, you'll get the kinks and fetishes types of shoots and everything, but I don't know. I feel like nowadays we're just losing that kind of feel, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, the focus has changed. Before, it was, you know, first I was really just an erotic photographer.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, oh, okay, you know, you should shoot some video to accompany your stills. And then it was like, oh, well, you know, shoot video and stills together. And now it's like, shoot video and throw some pictures in there.
Right.
So like the emphasis has been taken away from photography, and it's so much more focused on video. But at the same time, production values have gone down because budgets have been cut dramatically. And like, you know, I've been stretched.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even get to put the amount of time and effort into it as much as I would like to. And I have in the past, and it's lost a little bit of its art for me. And it's been hard trying to reconcile that, you know?
What would you say is like maybe the biggest hurdle that you're dealing with right now, with it being just all pushed to digital? The fact that photographers, I mean, anybody can be a photographer now.
Yeah.
In the smartphone day and age.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the biggest hurdle now for you being in the adult industry, already a taboo industry, but then also, like you said, budgets are clearing out. So it's now, you know, it's taking away a lot of the stuff that makes you, you.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I would say budgets are pretty much the main thing. You know what I mean? Because that affects so many, the way that I work in so many different ways. And, you know, it's been, the value of what you produce has been devalued because there's so much free porn out there. And because also, you know, the advent of the internet kind of did a strange, like, first it was great for the adult industry, mm-hmm. and then it kind of like imploded on itself. Because before the internet came along, you know, it was a much smaller industry. I mean, you couldn't just come into the industry and just start a porn company. You know, you had to know a distributor, right?
Right.
You had to have somebody distribute your stuff. If you wanted to be, shoot photography, you had to have a magazine that would publish your stuff. So there was this hierarchy. And so when I came in, that's kind of how it was. You know, the internet had just started. And then, you know, it wasn't only just the internet, but it was also the technological advances with cameras.
Right.
So all of a sudden, you know, cameras that used to be completely out of the price range of the, you know, average consumer was suddenly affordable. You know, the camcorders kind of came hand in hand mm-hmm. with the early days of the internet. And then as bandwidth got better and cheaper, you could start producing video and shooting video pretty cheaply, and you could afford to buy the cameras yourself, and you could build your own website, and you could start putting your own content up. So it kind of became like this crazy wild west, you know, where all of a sudden everyone was shooting porn.
Right.
And there was just so much content out there, and it was starting to become like, it was just flooded. And then like the money kind of went out of it because, you know, everybody started the tube sites came in, and everybody, you know, people stopped paying for porn. So now it's like this weird place where, you know, everyone's trying to still make money in the industry, but everybody has to keep doing it on a smaller and a smaller budget. So, you know, now I have to usually shoot two scenes in a day I used to have to shoot just one. And These are scenes with like scripts and, you know, like different ad moments that they need.
I mean,
they want sets and they want props and they want costumes. And I don't get a budget for any of that shit.
So you have to bring all of this in yourself.
I have to do it all myself.
Jesus Christ.
And I just don't have like, and honestly too, I mean, maybe it's the fact that I'm getting older. I'll be 39 next week. I don't have the fucking energy. I do not energy.
You look good.
Thank you.
You look good for 39. For soon to be 39, you guys. Aging like wine. Just wine with wine.
But it's like, I just don't have, I don't have the energy.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I don't have the help anymore. I mean, when I used to work for my mom, you know, we had a stylist and a makeup artist, and we had two assistants, and we had set builders, and we had all those things. And now I have a makeup artist and an assistant, maybe two, and then that's it. And I have to do everything else.
I mean, when I talk to
I'm the PA too.
Oh my God.
I do it all. I pick up the baby wipes off the floor.
Hello, people, hire me. Okay, I'll pick it up. Snap.
I'll put the baby on.
Right. I'll just, you know, just tell me to sit in the corner and just, you know, make sure it looks sexy. I'll tell you. I got you guys.
Yeah.
Hello, hire me. But I get it. And it's just, it's kind of, again, it's very fascinating to me, again, just the progression mm-hmm. of porn. I mean, a lot of people just think that porn is just all about, oh, well, a girl's pussy's in your face, you got the back shots, you got the cum shots and all that, and it's just a film and that's it. Mm-hmm. But the more I research about it and, you know, watching those dreadful documentaries, mm-hmm. oh gosh, gotta love those documentaries on porn.
I really don't like them because they're all misleading.
I agree. I agree. I feel like every, I would say pretty much every documentary lately that I've seen, Hot Girl Wanted and
the follow-up. What's the new one with Tyler Knight in it?
That's Hot Girls Wanted. But
Hot Girls Wanted too.
There's different episodes. So I was in the first episode.
Yes.
And a lot of people have agreed that's like the only one that has any kind of positive spin on it. He was in The Money Shot, which I think is episode
I think it was like three. But that, I mean, even that documentary shocked me when they revealed the real names. I'm like, what?
And we're trying to fight Measure B.
There was some sloppy production work for sure, but there wasn't an intention to reveal anyone's name. And it was actually only one person who had their name revealed.
Yeah,
on their Facebook page. And it was definitely sloppy production work. But, you know, there was, I don't know.
But I will say, going back to your episode, mm-hmm. I loved it.
Thank you.
Because again, I've only read certain articles about you and your family. Mm-hmm. I've met your mom actually when I was working at Vivid at the time. And again, it was just like, Suze Randall, first of all, just looks like the everyday grandmother with style. Mm-hmm. Like your mom's just fucking awesome, period. Just an awesome lady.
Yeah, she's great.
And
she's great.
So, I mean, you see this lady and then you realize that she's been behind some of the most iconic photos in pornography. And then you have yourself, you know, you really put it on the map during the 90s and 2000s, like we were saying before. So again, it was nice to see you in the documentary, which is on Netflix still, guys, so you can still grab it. I liked how they kind of normalize it, you know, that you had your horseback riding, you know, background, and, you know, you grew up in a semi fairly decent, you know, normal.
That's
lifestyle.
The thing is, I had a totally normal childhood, and people find that really odd because they think that everybody who works in porn has this kind of sordid, you know, background, and, you know, they have, you know, they're like creepy or they have ulterior motives. And,
right.
You know, my parents are just like normal people who happen to fall into kind of a strange career path, which I think you can say that about a lot of people. Have you listened to the new, what actually just came out recently as a porn documentary, but it's an audible one, is The Butterfly Effect by Joe Ronson?
No.
Or John Ronson. It's on Audible right now. I think it's free until like September 10th. Listen to me. I'm like, sound like I'm promoting. I swear to God, like I've never met the guy and I have nothing to do with it.
Plug in.
But I listened to it and it's really interesting. And it basically follows, it's actually funny. It talks specifically about the company that I work for, mm-hmm. which is now MindGeek. And it follows, you know, Fabian, who started that whole company with, mm-hmm. it was Mansef, and then it was Manwin, and then it became MindGeek.
I remember when it was Manwin.
And the advent of the tube sites and how that changed everything. And so he follows that whole story and he interviews Fabian, which is really interesting because Fabian's not in the industry anymore.
Really?
You know, yeah, after he got arrested for tax evasion in Belgium, mm-hmm. he bought like his shares out and he's
and
gone.
That was it.
But they interview him and he, you know, pretty much straight up admits that he, you know, started this model that he kind of knew was gonna sort of make porn eat itself and he doesn't really care. And so he follows what he calls the butterfly effect and how this has affected so many people in the industry and all of the different ways that it's kind of, the way that it's trickled down into so many different areas.
Yeah.
He spent a year on set with like Mike Quasar. Mm-hmm. So he's featured pretty heavily in it. And it's really fascinating, but it's a great educational listen for the general public who doesn't really understand what the porn industry is struggling with and why we're kind of in the place that we are now and why everybody's having such a hard time basically making a living anymore.
Right. Now, here's my favorite part. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about the fans of porn.
Yeah.
Let's talk. Let me just call you guys out because this is me. This is me being me. All right. I'm not a pornographer. I'm not in any way like, I would say I'm more just like an advocate for the adult business, being that I do a podcast that features a lot of adult entertainers. But I gotta say, you guys, as fans, you suck sometimes on your communication. Okay, I'm not saying supporting wise. You guys are great when it counts, where you gotta support your favorite stars. But when it comes to the communication, I feel like social media has really, really ruined the way that you should come across your favorite stars.
Yeah.
I get a lot of, oh, when can I fuck you? And it's like, my God.
No filter.
Yeah. So, yeah, just no filter, just going straight into it. And then, I mean, being on the professional side, you're in a male-driven world.
Yeah.
You know, for you to be, again, one of the top photographers, one of the go-to photographers, first of all, the fact that people knew that you were coming on my show, they were kind of pissed. Mm-hmm. They're like, how'd you get Holly on your show? And I'm like, I don't know. Sheer luck, okay? Sheer luck. I got her. It's awesome. I'm excited, you know. But again, it's like, it fascinates me on the world of porn because as much as it is a male business, I feel like the women are the ones who are most on top, but we get the most shit for it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you have all these women who make a part of like Girlfriends Films, and I believe that is run by women, correct?
I think the owner's a male.
The owner's a male?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Damn it. Gotta do better.
But most of the directors are women.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, you have, you know, porn for women, you have porn for couples, and you have, you know, these alternative sides of porn that kind of cater more to the feminine, softer touch, you know, for porn. But then you get the fan side and it's like, oh my God, how can you go from saying one minute you love this girl, you know, you're all about her, you want to drink her bath water, and then you ask the dumbest of all questions, which is probably laid out in simplest terms.
Like on the feed.
On the feed. Or, you know, we were just saying before, how can you be watching certain people's, you know, social media feeds and not know who they are?
Yeah.
Or what they do.
Or what they do, or what they're about. It's not like you can't just click on an image or search on a name and just do the research.
I feel like the internet's made people really lazy.
Extremely lazy.
I mean, people don't do their research. People don't read. I mean, you can even look back. You can even look at like the whole fake news thing.
Oh my
God. And how people will retweet stories that come up on their timeline without actually reading them.
I've been guilty.
And know what they're about. I have too.
Yeah.
100%. You'd be like, you'll see the headline. You're like, oh, this looks terrible. Let me let the world know about it without actually looking into it or reading it myself. You know what I mean? But I think people, and attention spans are so short now.
Way short.
You know, that's why Snapchat does so well. Because it's 10 seconds.
If only my dating life can be like Snapchat.
Yeah.
You know, just if only. But then again, I don't want to get the dick pics. Like, y'all know I don't do dick pics well. I even said, oh, maybe I'll be nice and open up phone lines and Skype lines. No, you guys, don't Skype us. Don't want to see your penis.
I don't know what it is about, like, guys who, like, just think that, like, people really want to see their dick.
Right.
They're like, let me show you this appendage that looks pretty much just like the rest of them.
And especially when their dick is really, like, small.
Really small, really
ugly.
Angry, really hairy. Oh, yeah, I have
names. I feel embarrassed to even show my pussy with a little bit of hair.
Yeah.
I don't like to do anything on my premium when I need to go wax. Like,
I mean,
me personally, I don't feel like that's something I want to present to the table.
But then if vice versa, if a porn star was to do, like, my favorite is when you're on social media and people will just blow up your line every hour. How are you doing? What are you doing? You really want to know what I'm doing? I'm sitting on the toilet taking a shit. You want to see that? You guys honestly want to see that?
You know that somebody does.
Oh, they
you know that there's someone out there who totally wants to see that.
I keep saying one of these days, I personally am going to just live stream everything that I do. You guys will see me fart in bed. You will see me take a shit.
You're
going to
be a fucking millionaire.
Yeah. I'm like, you know what? You guys just want to ask me what the fuck I do all day? Fine. You get everything. You get it all.
There are a lot of lonely people out there, though, I think, too, who really, like, rely on the internet for their source of communication. And I think also, too, a lot of, like, the younger generation, you know, I'm so grateful that I didn't grow up with the internet and it didn't come around until I was
the internet
older.
Really wasn't. I don't like the internet, to be completely honest. Like,
it's definitely, like, I mean, people have terrible communication skills.
People pick and choose what they want to hear, too.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, you'll fully describe everything you said and they'll only pick a little bit of it. And it's like,
I mean,
what were you looking or reading right now?
It has its good moments. I mean, come on, with the flood in Texas, thank you for calling out Joel Osteen. I mean, come on, you asshole. How are you going to have a big ass church and then you're going to say, oh, we're flooded. We have no room. People.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is like, it's funny. There's one end where, like, people don't have to take accountability for their actions because they can hide behind a keyboard. But then there's, on the other hand, where almost you can't get away with anything because everyone's got a phone.
Exactly.
On their camera.
Free Wi-Fi everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
And then there's also, you know, the people like yourself, you know, where you have a huge social media following. And it's like you really have to pick and choose your battles.
Yeah.
Because, you know, because you directed a certain comment to someone because you wanted to tell them, like, look, this is just not the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be seen as the bad person.
Yeah.
Whereas the person that was saying the harassing comments, it's like they're praised. They're praised on the daily. So, you know, going back to it and all, I mean, I'm loving the conversation, but it's just, it's so overwhelming. And I just find it so hilarious and just confusing at the same time for someone, for it being the industry that it is, already with a big stigma. And, you know, yeah, there's girls out there who are more out there than the others and whatnot. And yet the respect level is just not there.
Yeah.
It's just a false pretense, false pretense all over. And I just, it baffles my mind. So, I mean, I do get in. It makes me kind of interested to see what's going to happen in the next 5-6 years.
Yeah.
In the adult industry. I mean, for you personally, where do you think, you know,
the adult industry is going to go?
Yeah.
Hell in a handbasket.
That part.
You know, I honestly. honestly don't know. It's so hard. It's so hard to predict because it's changed. I don't think anybody could have predicted. First of all, nobody could have predicted the internet 30 years ago. Oh, you know, no way. And I don't think anybody realized that where it would take us, you know, and basically how it would have like almost kind of like destroyed our livelihoods in a strange way. So it's hard to say. And, you know, I mean, I know what you mean about the negative feedback and the negative comments. I actually don't get that much of it. I feel very fortunate. But you know what I think a big part of it is because I'm not a model, because like, you know, I don't put myself out there in a way that these other girls do, where these guys feel that they have the right to say these things to you. I think they think if they see your vagina, then they feel like they know you somehow.
Yeah, they feel like they own you.
Or they have some kind of right to you.
Right.
You know, and they have a right to, and they think, oh, well, you know, she does this for a living, so she must want to see my dick. She must want to have sex with a bunch of strangers. And it's funny because a lot of guys don't realize, you know, when you work in the industry as a porn star, you have sex generally with like the same 10 dudes. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going out there and fucking a bunch of different people.
Right.
It's a very small, tight-knit community, and you generally work with the same people. So, you know, this idea that these girls are so incredibly promiscuous and they'll just go out there and sleep with anyone is just not true
at
all.
There are some girls who will tweet that they fucked their Uber driver, they fucked the delivery guy. So some girls put that perception out there, and then
guys jump onto that. They're like, they're all like that.
That, I mean, guys, come on. It's just like, even with me, I know I put my sexcapades way out there. I mean, I haven't. I'm just gonna say this right now. You guys are in for a good personal Sapphire Zier play in a couple weeks.
Ah.
I'll say that. This is time with Holly. Holly, I'm a bit of a freak. I'll say that.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
You know, it's just.
I think we all are.
Honey, I need to put myself like on retirement for a little bit.
Just, put on the pussy.
Like, you know how I was saying that I've been
feeding? You need a timeout.
Yeah, I need a timeout. I was complaining I wasn't getting enough sex. Because now I'm having way too much. And with way too many people. All at the same time. It's like now group sex is my new summer goal. And it's been amazing.
Hashtag summer goals.
Yeah, hashtag summer sex goals. It was on point. But now I'm like, it's time to hang up the hoism a little bit. Let me just...
Your whole phase over.
Whole phase over. Whole phase is done for the summer. Gotta think, you know, it's just... Gotta pull it back.
I mean, it is almost cuffing season, so...
No, not about that. Only thing I'm cuffing is this new job. Yes.
Yes. Yes. That part. Cuff the money.
Cuffing the money. That's the only thing. Oh, gosh. There's so much that I can literally ask you, but I think it's time to have some fun.
Okay.
Since we're going to be wrapping up soon. Yes. Now, we like to play little games. We like to do, like, Would You Rather, or this list of, like, dirty words where you have to guess, you know, the sex act. So I'm like, you know what? We did that. I want to get some Would You Rather, you versus I.
Okay.
See where our heads are at in this game. So are you ready for that?
I'm ready.
All right. Yaz, give us some good ones.
Okay. So this one caught my eye. Holly and Sapphire, would you rather die and have your credit card statement or Google search history released?
Ooh.
Oh, credit card statement for sure. I'm so boring. It'd be like Pottery Barn, like Petco. My search history, no one wants to see that.
Actually,
my boyfriend accidentally came across my search history the other day, and I was a little embarrassed.
Ooh, what happened with that?
Well, I was actually showing him something on my phone, and you know how like they have like the auto kind of fill in when you're putting something in, and I was putting in something, and I can't remember what it was, and like what came up was like dirty old men fucking like young chicks or something, and he was like, what the fuck's that? I'm like, nothing.
Just some research, honey. Just some research, you know?
Yeah, I know. I can always use that excuse, right? But he's not stupid. He's right there.
It's actually,
like, whoops.
That's funny because a similar thing happened to me last week. Made a threesome. So, you know, I'm putting on sexy time music and I'm opening up my iPad. All of a sudden, my recent porn history pops up and it's a very loud amateur porn video of this man just like fucking the shit out of this chick. But like, the bed shook, the walls were shaking and everything. And you just hear, and all, you know, my two people are in the bed and they're like, what were you just watching? Before you, you know, you add us and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, just... Don't worry about it.
I love how you were about to have a threesome, and yes, you were embarrassed by the porn that came up.
I was embarrassed. I was very.
Oh my goodness.
Hey,
I'm so sorry.
I was very embarrassed by the porn that popped up. Okay, and sometimes it might be pimple popping videos.
Oh, I hate when you do that. You fucking. You know what?
There is.
Oh my
gosh,
so gross.
We actually talked about that on my podcast with really? Jelena and Ryan. I don't know if you remember that part.
You know what? I think I may have paused right before.
Yeah.
So you gotta let me know.
We did talk about how we kind of have a small obsession with that. I mean, I've only seen a couple, but they are satisfying.
Oh, I will spend hours online in the middle of the night of my insomnia. I mean, I smoke a lot of weed, so you would think I would just fall to sleep. But 2-3 o'clock in the morning, I'm on there just watching pimple popping videos, earwax picking ones.
The scene you post was the guy with the one on the back.
Oh, that was my favorite. I know which one you're talking about.
God. Like a big cyst.
It was a huge cyst.
I feel like I might have seen that one too.
It was a huge cyst, and it's by Dr. Pimple Popper, but she literally stabbed it and then it just exploded.
Since you watched that, what's the cause of these type of pimples, to get that large with some
people that just don't clean their bodies, honestly?
Apparently, it can be a cluster. Mm-hmm. A dermatologist told me. It can be a cluster of them. So, you'll get one, and it'll trigger another pore next to it, which will trigger another pore next to it. So, they're actually multiple, pimples, and they kind of form into one large
thing. That's so disgusting.
People again, clean your bodies. Make sure if you see the spots, go take care of it.
Don't sit around in your sweaty, wet gym clothes.
Never.
Use antibacterial soap, change out your loofahs. There's a lot of things.
All of it. But keep them coming, you guys. If you personally have pimple popping videos, send them to me. Ms. Radio Sapphire. I don't like dick pics, but I'll take some pimple pics.
What if the pimple's on the dick?
Low key.
He's let me show you my pimple exploding everywhere.
I will say, I
it's
did
the same
see,
size.
I did see an interesting one on a guy's balls, and it looked like a third ball in the middle. That's how huge it was. And I think it was I can't think of the name of it.
It wasn't an ingrown hair.
No, it wasn't an ingrown hair. It wasn't a cyst. I think it was. I can't think of the name, and I have no. Oh no, no. Though I love looking at herpes of the skin, I think it's fascinating. I'm very
girl.
Good.
You
as long
pumps.
As it's not on set.
No,
right?
not on set. But see, this is what happens when you grow up. My mom's a nurse, so it's you grow up looking at these things, and you're like, oh, this is awesome.
It's important for people to know what herpes looks like.
Yes.
You encounter it, you want to know what that is, because I've had people try to pass that off to me as I just have a little razor burn, or it's grown hair, and I'm like, no, it's not.
Differences.
I know what that is.
Coming in all smelling ripe.
No, you're going home.
I was gonna say, you probably see a lot just being a photographer.
Yeah, I've seen a couple things. But for the most time, to be honest, for the most time, people show up, and there's most people that I work with are professional enough. If they have something or they have an outbreak, they cancel.
Okay.
You know what I mean? They'll be like, look, I can't show up. I'm having this. And I'm like, dude, I totally thank you. Because I would have had to send you home. You know what I mean? We can't, that's not fair to the other performer. But I have had a couple people show up and try to pass off as something else. I did have one girl show up who had genital warts and didn't know what they were.
Oh, no.
And I was like, it was really bad. I had to take a picture, and then I had to pull her to the side. I told my crew to go away, and I took a picture, and because she couldn't really see it. It was in her undercarriage. And she was like, oh, I just think it's a couple of ingrown hairs. I'm like, no, it's not, sweetie. And I pulled her aside. I'm like, this is, you can see how it follows a pattern. And she was like, oh my God, I noticed those kinds of things on my boyfriend's, penis a few weeks ago, and he just told me it was a rash. And I was like, oh.
I would not.
Because she honestly had no idea, and so her boyfriend gave her genital warts and made her think that it was something else.
Yeah,
he got it from someone else, so he was cheating. It was this whole mess. I felt
see,
bad.
Guys, this is why we have these open conversations. This is why you have to check yourself. I get so pissed off when I hear guys immediately when they say, well, I was only in one relationship, so do I really need to go get tested? I'm
yeah,
I don't care how long condoms with this chick. I don't know what she had.
Yeah, and
or
you
she
don't know.
Given you and
you don't know if she was with somebody else.
Exactly.
A lot of these don't have symptoms.
They don't have symptoms. They have a long, long period of staying dormant.
A lot of times with guys too, they don't show up, and guys will show up more often than women.
Yeah. And here's the weird thing about it too. I always say, because of the fact that a woman's sexual organs are internal versus a male, which are external. Yeah, women are more likely to catch things, but again, we're not gonna know.
Our vaginas are an open wound at the end of the day.
Yes.
It's open.
It's open, but it's still, again, it's just, everything gets trapped in there. And screw the whole self-cleaning oven thing. Yes, it's a self-cleaning oven for certain things. It does not self-clean herpes.
Yeah, and also, too, I think the vaginal walls are thinner, so they're more susceptible to tearing.
Way more tearing and all that. And
it's easier for a woman to catch something.
Way easier. Yeah. So, again, guys, educate yourselves. Yes, hit us with another one, another
all
good
right,
one.
Let's see. Okay. Okay, would you rather be catfished or the victim of identity theft?
Catfished.
Okay.
Definitely catfished.
Yeah.
Have you ever been catfished?
Yeah. Well, I mean, someone used me to catfish a picture of me, which I, first of all, was like super flattered. Hey. But then I was angry because they used a really terrible picture of me. And I was like, you know, there's way better pictures of me out there than that.
I got to say, the two photos that we have on the Periscope right now are like some good
Photoshopped
ones.
To death.
Hey.
Yeah.
Which, you know, and you're gorgeous in person. Thank so there you. You go.
Thank you.
You know, people, when they catfish with my pictures, they always do use the ugliest pictures. Like, why did you use a picture that I, like, my first porn scenes, like?
Maybe because you look more, like, approachable.
Maybe.
Or something like that. You know what I mean?
But then how do you get catfished by a fake porn page? Like, people don't watch porn. They don't get it.
I feel like in this day and age, I feel like now we have gotten so smart yet so dumb with this technology, because everything can be done in real time. And I mean, I watch tonight is Catfish. After this show, I'm about to binge on Catfish. And I mean, every episode of Catfish, it's the same thing. It is always the uglier photos. It is always these
really?
Different things that say
you're blocked.
That say
you are
just different numerous things, you know. But it's just funny how, again, technology makes it so believable. Like, you want to believe it's that person.
Yeah.
Because they do certain things. They have a Snapchat. They have an Instagram. You might not see their face, but hey, same complexion. They might have the same, you know, body type. So I don't have to show the face necessarily. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it can go in that direction. So, yeah, I don't know. I honestly would rather be catfish, though I tell people all the time, good luck trying to catfish me, because I always catch you. I always catch in some way or form. Oh, man. I got stories for days of that. Got another one for us?
Let's see. Would you rather have the ability to see every text that wasn't sent to you, or the ability to see every text that's about you?
Oh, neither. I don't want to know what people are saying about me behind my back. I don't want to fucking know.
What sign are you?
Virgo.
Okay, nice.
Makes sense. Because I'm so, like, devil's advocate. I'm always... I know you're not supposed to feed the trolls.
Yeah.
I know you're not supposed
to. I mute all of them.
Oh, my gosh.
So I think I'm taking the high road and ignoring them. I just mute them.
Oh, man.
I wish I could, but sometimes I have time.
Yeah.
I just can't back down. Like, I wish you would say this to my face in person.
Cause... I tell people all the time, like, yo, I'll even tell you where I'm at right now. I'm at the movies. Come say it to my face.
Yeah.
Come to me at dinner time and come to a Dodger game and say that to me, what you just said.
They won't.
Like, no. And then... I honestly do go digging. Yeah, I will look and see the comments that you guys leave me. I mean, I went on a whole spree on YouTube this week. I saw all these nasty comments on YouTube.
What is it with YouTube and people always, like, YouTube seems to be the breeding place for horrible comments. Like, I see more negative comments on YouTube than I see, like, anywhere else.
Right, and exactly. And that's why I was like, screw what people say on Instagram. I want to see what people are saying on YouTube. Because I feel like, again, it's still a bigger platform than them all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody goes to YouTube. You
it's
have
been
to
around
go to
longer.
Yeah, it's been around longer. It's been, you know, and it's a way that people don't have to show their faces.
Yeah.
In a way, they can
that's
still use,
true,
you know,
because your Instagram profile would technically link
everything.
Back to your,
you have no paper trail with this.
Yeah.
So I find it kind of funny that when I look at these comments and people are like, oh, you don't do your job anymore. I was like, I don't even work for the same company anymore. Like, get over it. you're telling me to go to bed. No, I'll go to bed when I want, but I'm gonna keep doing me.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for calling me fat because, yeah, I lost 40 pounds, but thank you.
I don't see nothing fat on you. I don't.
The trollers, I like to feed you guys, you know, keep it coming because you don't make me cry. I just laugh because you guys are pathetic.
Well, it's more a projection of how people feel about themselves.
Oh, majorly. Than
it is about you, because it's like whenever you see all those negative, it's so much more about the person who's saying those things than it is about you. And yeah. I just always think like you must be a really unhappy person to spend your time going online and like putting other people down.
Yeah.
Like,
and I tell them that all the time. I'm like, you're probably in your mom's
face. You're so unhappy.
Very unhappy.
I try to like, when I'm feeling magnanimous, I try to view it with like a sense of compassion. I just feel like, you're just sad.
Yeah.
Really sad. I'm
and
sorry.
And then I try to find a positive comment out of all the 30 nasty comments. There's like one or two.
One.
It's like, wow.
One positive and uplifting. It's crazy. We live in a world of negativity that thrives. We thrive on the negativity.
Yeah.
We thrive on it.
But even too, like, think about it. If you get 10 compliments and one insult, you're going to remember the insult.
Always.
The insult, and human nature is just like that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I always will remember, you know, looking back on it, 10 years in this industry now, it's just more of like, for every time a person told me I couldn't or that I wouldn't, I've exceeded.
Yeah.
You know, I've knocked it off. So it's like, guys, thank you. Keep it going. Guys are super for that.
And I don't like the comments where they give you a compliment but then end it with an insult.
Oh, of course, because
like a backhanded
it's
compliment.
Always an insult at the end. It's like, why did you have to even say anything? It was just not worth it.
Some people also, I feel like a lot of people just don't have manners.
No.
Like they just weren't raised properly. They didn't have like parents to guide them and like teach them like how to talk to other people. And I mean, I remember very specifically the lesson that I had when I was a little girl about like, say, I remember I was given a gift for my birthday. Mm-hmm. I must have been like 6 or something like that. And I didn't like it. And it was from my mom's friend.
Oh no.
And I said, I'm like, I don't like this present. It's stupid. And my mom pulled me aside and she was like, you don't ever say that. She's like, if you don't like something, you don't say that to that person. You accept it graciously. You tell them thank you.
Right.
And then you don't have to wear it if you don't
want
to.
Yeah, like you just keep it.
You don't ever speak to someone like that. And
never.
I remember that lesson like so vividly in my head. And I was like, oh.
Because it's true.
And some people just don't get that
my
lesson,
sister was
I guess.
Like that.
Callback person, we're going to take your call. I'm so sorry about that. But no, I'm with you because I've been given gifts where I'm just like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Why would you give this to me?
Yeah.
Send them a thank you card. Give it away.
Yeah.
Make it a white elephant party. All right, let's see if we got this person.
Guys.
You got Sapphire's Earplay on the line. What's up? Hello? Yes, can you speak up louder? Yeah, you're sounding really garbled, boo. You're gonna have to call back. Call us back.
It sounds like his mouth's really far away from like the mouthpiece.
But yeah, my sister, when she was younger, she was very outspoken. I had a guy that I was dating. I mean, he didn't have a job. So when he gave me a necklace, she was like, how did you buy that? You're broke. I was like, wow. You're not supposed to be discussing what we talk when we're at home.
No.
Yeah.
You know?
No. Manners always, guys, get you further. Always get you further. And I think that's also another thing that you have to take away even in the world of dating. Manners goes a long way. I don't care, you know. Yes, we all like a bad boy in the bedroom, but at the same time, I'm not just gonna let a bad boy just call me whatever the fuck he wants because he wants pussy.
Yeah.
It just does not go that way. Sapphire's Earplay.
Hey, how you doing, Miss Sapphire?
See, I like it when people know how to use. And what's up?
Hi.
So Reggie, what's your question for Holly?
Yes, I'm a huge fan. I love your photography and your directing. And I did get your documentary. It was amazing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I was watching on Instagram as well. My question is, what has been your most challenging, I guess, photography shoot that you've ever had?
God, there's... Oh, boy, that's a good one.
I like that one.
Let's see. I mean, there's so many things that can make a shoot difficult. Usually the model's a pain in the ass. That's the biggest thing, because if I've got a model who's on board, who's like, you know, like all gung-ho for the shoot, then I feel like we can accomplish anything.
It's with like a radio.
Yeah.
Same thing.
But if a girl's just like, you know, not with it, doesn't want to be there. Oh, I had one girl who I was shooting a solo on, and she, like, we shot the video, like a solo video masturbation, and she freaked out afterwards and, like, I guess went down to the makeup room and started crying, saying that she felt violated and all this crazy shit. And she'd done, like, other much more hardcore scenes for other people. And, like, my makeup artist talked her down. It was so bizarre. And I guess she'd been on the phone earlier with her dad or something.
So something must have triggered it.
Something. And then, like, she took a pill. I don't know what she took. She took a Xanax thing. And then she was a completely different person.
Oh,
she came back and she was super happy. And she was like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, but honestly, after that, I never shot her again, because it horrified me to think that somebody would, you know, say that they felt violated by me, that I had in some way, like, compromised their integrity or just made them feel bad or made them feel uncomfortable. Like, that's the last thing that I want.
Right. No
and
one
so
should.
So after that, I was like, no. No way. Like, I don't ever want you on my set ever again.
That is too much. Well, Reggie, thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. I'll gladly watch back on Instagram.
Instagram, Periscope, let us know. Show that love.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I'm really enjoying the show as always.
Oh, thank you, Reggie. All right.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Our phone lines are open. The number's right there pinned on my Instagram live feed. So you have any questions, comments, feedback, please call in.
323-375-4018. We are still taking some more calls. And we haven't done this in a long time, but we're going to keep the funness rolling. I don't know about you, Ollie, but my guilty pleasure on top of pimple popping videos is just the stupid news headlines all across the board.
Oh, God. Which stupid news are we talking about? Stupid news?
Oh, no.
Dumber shit than that.
No, the dumber shit. The dumber shit where it matters, because I can't take it. I cannot take any more of President Cheeto tan. Dusty McDustin.
You know, I've noticed he's not.
Yeah, it's probably. You know what? But I was really sad that this motherfucker didn't wake up blind. You looked at the solar or lunar. Was it solar?
The lunar eclipse.
No, it was a solar eclipse.
Okay, solar. But he didn't look long enough, and I was just like, damn it. Look up a little bit longer. Just a little bit. But no Trump news. I will say, though, please support your local foundations for Houston, Red Cross, local hospitals. Go online. There are several different places. Here in Los Angeles, there's a lot of fundraisers going on this weekend. Definitely check them out. So I just want to say, you know, prayers to all of you guys. I know I got some earbuds in Houston that have been tweeting me and Snapchatting me. I'm glad that you guys are safe, but
my
again, do your part.
My friend is going right now. He's in Port Arthur, and his whole town is flooded. He lives on the first floor of his, you know, complex, and everything's in
just
water.
Just flooded.
See, I can't imagine going through that.
Mm-mm.
I've never been through, like, a major natural disaster, and I can't even imagine. So, yeah, my heart goes out to those people.
Seriously.
It's got to be terrible.
I mean, just looking at the footage, I'm like, thank God it's not, you know, we did jump on the ball fast enough with Katrina. I mean, then Katrina, so thank God. But, I mean, the footage, just seeing, I mean, yesterday they were showing on Channel 7 just people in, like, motorboats and jet skis and just whatever they can find. I think I saw a guy in just a bucket, you know, just kind of drifting along, you know, just trying to, you know, help people.
Yeah.
So, I mean, help is needed, guys. So don't think that you're not doing your part or you're not doing enough. A little bit goes a long way. Check out your local, you know, shelters and everything. There are plenty of funds going out. So thoughts
about,
to people in Houston.
It possibly going to Louisiana?
No.
Somebody had snapped that it was a possibility, like, the storm could move on to Louisiana.
Oh, lordy lord.
They already done went through some stuff, man.
And here, it's just hot as fuck in L.A. It's, I mean,
it's
we got the fans.
Hot.
It's huge.
It should be almost September.
I mean, we had to bust out the ghetto air conditioner. My dad's like, I'm going to go get you some ice. Just blow it in here. It's going
to
be fine.
That's
what that is.
We're going to invest together in a Dyson fan.
Something. I need something.
It's going to be cold as fuck in the winter.
No, it's going to be bomb in the winter here. But right now, it's just too hot as fuck. Okay. So let's get to some craziness and wrap up with Holly, who's been a great guest. Thank you so much for coming on.
You were awesome.
Hope you've been enjoying our craziness as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first news story, 40% of British people wouldn't consider it cheating if they had sex with a robot.
What?
Yes. Yes.
Well, you know what? They had fucking machines and everybody was like, oh, that robot you fuck. Because I was a really, they had a robot for me.
Oh, fuck.
And it moved.
See, I don't know. I can't hop on board with this robotic sex.
I'd rather have the fake dick. The
something
the one that feels
I just
real.
Yeah. I don't know. But every time
wouldn't a robotic dick be a fake dick anyway?
I mean, it would be a fake dick, but they're talking about like full blown
robots.
You know, robots.
Like the androids.
Yeah. You know, like a Terminator.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. Is it cheating? I don't know.
I mean,
I'm half British, so I'm gonna go with the rest of them and be like, it's not cheating.
I don't think it's cheating. I mean,
you definitely can't have an emotional connection with a robot.
Exactly.
Isn't that the greatest fear about people cheating on, you know, their significant other or something like that, is attaching some kind of emotional, you know, relationship with somebody?
I think, honestly, if you're cheating virtually and without like emotions, I don't consider it like cheating per se.
So it's what about if your man, you had a man.
Okay.
What if the only way he messed around was to do webcam? Like if he was on like, you know, all those webcam sites, would you consider that cheating?
Yeah. I mean, it depends on what you would count as cheating, because just cheating, does that mean that you have to have a connection with another human being? Does it have to be a physical connection? Can it just be, like you said, on webcam? Does it have to be, you know, a sexual dalliance with something other than your significant other? I guess it depends on what you guys think is cheating.
Exactly.
What your significant, I mean, some women think that, you know, men watching porn is cheating.
Which,
you know?
I think it's not cheating. Watching a porn, I mean, it's harmless. It's not like you're physically screwing another human being.
And this is the thing, like men are biologically programmed in a way that they have to expel semen on a regular basis.
Yes.
It's actually not good for you to hold it in, and it can lead, you know, to a higher chance of prostate cancer. So men actually have to masturbate because they have to get their semen out.
You're not
sucking it out of them all the time. They need to get it out another way. So, like, I mean, the fact that women get upset that, you know, their man masturbates, or it's just like, I mean, that's just straight up biology.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I'm like, how dare you tell me I can't jack off? Now, men, I don't think Holly's just saying, you know, go around, whip your dick out, and just land loads everywhere.
Oh, yeah, no, I am. Definitely do that. Go to Target and just come all over the home goods aisle.
Clean up on aisle 10.
Definitely do that.
Like, just go plant the loads every, you know, anywhere. Just, you know, just do it. Just do it, you guys. Just do it. But no, I definitely agree with you. You know, we as humans do have a need for touch.
Yeah.
You deprive a human being of touch, even on early childbirth. And I tell it all the time, human touch is needed. We have to be touched. We have to release. Can't have all that pent up sexual frustration.
Exactly. Like, I mean, that's why you see, you know, when you see you look at the countries that have the most amount of sexual repression, and you always have the highest levels of violence against females.
Yes.
And you see that sexual repression come out in other sick, twisted ways. You know, I mean, look at, like, for example, India, where porn is illegal.
Mm-hmm.
They have like some of the highest cases of rape in
highest
the world.
Highest cases of rapes, highest cases
look at the
of
Middle
domestic
East,
abuse.
Same thing.
All
you know,
that.
I mean, just like anywhere that you suppress the human sexuality, it's one of our basic biological drives that's been baked into our makeup, you know? And it's, and when you try to put a lid on that, it's like a boiling pot. It'll bubble over and it'll come out in other ways.
Exactly.
And it's just like, it's just the way that we're made. And you look at countries that are very sexually liberated, like, for example, Amsterdam, you know, where prostitution is legal. Amsterdam is one of the safest countries in the world.
And they are the country, Berlin. That's the country. Berlin is the one that's opening up a robotic hostel. So you can have sex with a robot in their private hostels over there.
You know, Germany's always been cutting edge of technology.
I keep telling myself I need to go because, I mean, I know that they've lowered were down on the marijuana business over there and everything, but I still want to just embrace that culture of openness that they have.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's honestly just the mecca of sex and everything kind of taboo.
Europeans in general usually aren't as uptight as Americans are. Oh. I mean, that was a dichotomy saw.
Their boobs are out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at British Vogue and it's topless.
It's topless. And then even just looking at Britain, I love British television. Oh my God, Sky TV is like my... like shit. And I love it because you see the sex scenes. You see realness.
Yeah.
You see real bodies.
And there's a lot less violence, too.
A lot less violence.
My ex was English, and when he moved here, he couldn't believe the violence that was on American television in, like, the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then how incredibly uptight we are about sex. I mean, I remember when I went to the south of France and I went to one of those nude beaches, you know, I was like, oh my God, I can't take my top off. Everyone's going to look at me. And, you know, I took my top off. No one cared. Fucking shit.
Yeah.
And at first it was kind of weird. And I work in the porn industry, and at first it was kind of weird to me. And then after a couple hours, I was like, no one cares.
It becomes
it's
a skin.
Amazing.
It's a skin.
And
that's all it is.
It's exactly what it is.
I mean, I love it. Honestly, the more that I've embraced my sexuality and just kind of gone out there and just done things, experienced it, I honestly feel more liberated.
Yeah.
And I understand why, you know, when you talk to people who are open about their sexuality and work in an industry where it, you know, sex is not such as taboo, but it's just like an everyday thing, it's amazing. You know, you could tell the difference between people.
Yeah,
you
can tell the difference. I can guarantee that those guys leaving those incredibly rude comments on your Instagram and your Twitter feeds, those are people that have serious issues with sex.
Oh, yeah.
And are sexually repressed, you know, and these are the kinds of guys that follow you and watch all your scenes, but then call you a whore.
Yeah.
You know, and it's that strange dichotomy where it's like,
very strange to
me. Dude, like, you're enjoying my scenes for entertainment, and then you're turning around
and belittling
me. Insulting me, and it's, you've got some serious sexual hangups.
Huge, huge sexual hangups. Here's another one. A school gets a cease and desist letter after taking kids to a gun shop.
Why would they do that? Anyway,
so a school in Georgia, they decided to take first and second graders on a field trip to a gun shop.
Why? Why?
They said, they said it was part of a history lesson. They wanted to teach them about the American history of guns, violence.
6 and 7 year olds are not going to soak that in. They're not going to even remember that.
Yeah, it's a little young.
Yeah.
I can maybe see that like in high school.
Right.
Like, yeah.
But taking younger kids to a gun range.
That's a little young.
And then they went in further and they said they wanted to show the kids about the history of Annie Oakley and other famous gunslingers who were at high caliber to view the Westchester rifle and a six shooter. Again, all these things that you could just go to a regular fucking museum.
Yeah.
Why take them to a gun show or a gun shop? It makes no sense, you guys. It makes no sense.
There's so many different plantations in Georgia they could have gave history to. There's history there. They could have went to a cotton field, let these kids know about, you know, the history.
They could have just gone to the actual places where these gunslingers actually fought.
Yes.
This is what really pisses me off.
And this is another example of just America glorifying violence.
Oh, yeah. We thrive on it.
Yeah, kids, bring your daddy's gun to school next time.
That's really what it might as well have been. That's really what it could have been. Here's another one. This is my favorite one. It happened in Florida. But a Florida man was arrested after a routine traffic stop, which they found him carrying an assortment of drugs and a large amount of money. But the biggest surprise came to them when they came back to the station and found that the cash had disappeared, but $20 bills were falling out of his ass.
Hey, man. You gotta hide it somewhere.
Yeah. They found meth, they found cocaine, they found heroin, they found scale inside his vehicle.
And they gonna see inside his butt? I'm like, how much stuff can that guy shove up his ass? Jesus Christ.
Put up his ass.
Wait, no, this is how much money he put in his ass. $1,090.
$1,090
rolled up in his ass.
Wow.
So that was all he made for the day? That's why he had so much product on him?
I mean, when in doubt, I'm really trying to, like, think. how did you roll them?
And then stuff it in there.
Yeah.
Because the edges are sharp.
Super sharp. And I mean, I've heard of people like sticking them in with things with condoms up their asses. Yeah. But this sounds like he legit shoved them in his butthole, just raw.
Wow.
Bands up his ass. Bands up his ass.
And the final story, it's a really fucked up story, you guys, but it has to be said because it is Day Sex in the Confused News. A child porn defendant claims he did not know he was looking at underage pictures because he is blind.
But how are you looking at pictures? How did you type in... Never mind.
So the 44-year-old guy from Blackpool, he said that he was that he is legally blind and that he can only see shades. But when they went onto his computer, I mean, this man downloaded 71 images of obscene images of children on his computer. 12 of the images were alleged to be of the worst variety, they said.
What's the worst variety?
I'm guessing just compromising photos.
Okay, my question is...
In some kind of sense.
How do police find out about these sex offenders? Like, is there a flag on the internet?
No, there's definitely got to be a paper trail. But my thing is, how in the world this... And the fact that this guy he's been granted bail. So it's like he's walking away from it. But he's saying that he legally is blind and he can only see shades. So that's why.
You have to test for that.
I
guess it would sort of make sense if he was downloading video because maybe he'd be getting off on his noises.
Maybe.
But even a little girl sounds like a little girl if she's making noises.
Yeah. I mean,
Almost like the Asian porn.
I was going to say. Yeah, some people do sound like little girls.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not gonna
do my Asian. Oh, come on, give us that Asian look. Give us that voice. Oh, sucky, sucky. Oh, you're so big. Oh. Okay. But again,
I love hentai and anime. So
again, guys, you know, I'm not saying, you know, you can get away with it, but clearly, if you're just saying that you downloaded the porn because you're legally blind, I mean.
But how do you know to download?
You thought they were recipes.
How do you say?
I thought they were cooking recipes.
I thought I was looking at, you know, the latest cricket game, you know? I didn't know. I didn't know, honey. I didn't know.
Forget about it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I got to say, you guys, we're ending Day Sex and Confused News. We're wrapping up the show. Holly, you have a podcast. Give us the details of Unfiltered.
It's Holly Randall Unfiltered, and you can find it on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play. Pretty much anywhere you can find your podcast. We are going to release the videos of them on my YouTube page pretty soon, but I'm actually working on creating a really cool animated intro that I want to put at the beginning of each one because I want to look very professional. So,
of course,
those will be coming soon, but not yet. But every Wednesday, I release one, and next week is going to be Missy Martinez.
Love her.
So,
awesome.
We ended up talking about poop a lot. I don't know why, but kind of a shitty podcast.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
You know, when shit happens, it happens.
It definitely happens.
Well, I am definitely going to be looking out for that. Anything else that people need to know, like where they can find you, make sure to where to follow you.
You can find me on Instagram at Holly Randall. You can find me on Twitter at Holly Randall. You can find me on Snapchat at Holly Randall 78. I also have some books out. I have my newest book is Kinky Super Beauties, and you can buy all of them on Amazon, or you can reach out to me directly and I will send you an autographed copy. And my workshops for October 7th and 8th, they're almost completely sold out. I only have like two more shooting slots left on Sunday, though I do have lecture tickets open and they just went on sale. And you can find those at hollyrandallworkshops.com.
Awesome. Well, I got to say, Holly, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Let it not be the last. I would love to come on to yours too. We got to work something out. I would love to do it. Yaz, anything going on with you, girl?
Right now I'm back on prep for my NPC bikini competition, which will be next year.
Woo! Get it!
So that's about it. And, you know, I just kind of officially announced my retirement.
Yeah!
So, I mean...
Happy retirement, girl.
Thank you.
I gotta say, you guys, I got a new job, but you guys will not be able to find out anything until September 11th. And the only way you're gonna find out is, of course, following me on my Snapchat, on my Instagram, on my Twitter, at Ms. Radio Sapphire. I'm relocating. I'm out of LA. I'm leaving LA. I'm leaving LA, you guys. But all I'm going to say is September 11th. Stay tuned. You definitely are going to. It's going to be worth it. It's going to be worth it. It's going to be worth it. Just keep riding with me. As far as Sapphire Zoo play next week, we are going to be doing a show, most likely, before I venture off and leave little old LA. But make sure that you follow me at Ms. Radio Sapphire and everything. Make sure that you give the Misfits Network a shout out. You can go on to our Twitter. You can go on to their website, themisfitspodcastnetwork.com. Leave them some love. Go on to my iTunes. Go on to Podomatic. Show some love, some Sapphire's Airplay love. I mean, we got more stuff to go. So, again, remember that safe sex is the best hot sex. Until next week, I'll see you guys later. Good night.
See you guys.
Bye.